Hi, it's Casey. Welcome to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, an Ella's Leash production. Brought to you by Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be glad you did. Penny Pierce is transforming lives with perception and intuition. She says we're changing the way we look at reality. Lean in, students, as we get a lesson in how to change our lives by using our minds. Penny Pierce, an intuitive empath who works with businesses and government leaders, scientists and psychologists, and universities and institutes around the world.
You know, I've been working with intuition development for a long, long time, and by doing that and doing readings for people, I got very interested in what was going on inside the form or underneath the form, and then life seemed to be accelerating so much that I started getting interested in this process of transformation and what was really going on with people. So all of my work is really about personal and societal transformation.
Personal and societal transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And using your intuition to do this?
Well, the big part of transformation is that we're, and this is what Leap of Perception is about, is that we're actually changing the way we perceive reality. We're moving out of a linear way of thinking, which is really highly left-brained. You know, where things seem separate from each other and you have these empty gaps to cross and we have past, present, future and everything's, you know, in lines, into a something that's all much more in the present moment and more instantaneous, where we're using more of the right brain and the body consciousness, which is very intuitive. So intuition is like a vehicle for getting into that new consciousness.
All right. Penny Pierce, author of Leap of Perception. You know, when you start talking left brain and right brain, I want to, like, get a cheat sheet and write it on my hand or something. I always forget which is which. So left brain is...
It's language. And it's also the ability to analyze and separate and compartmentalize. You know, it's logic.
Okay.
You know, and then the right brain is more about intuition and creativity. But even more than that, it's where it's like the experience of it is everything's interconnected. You get immersed in life. Nothing stands out. And there is no language. It's a direct experiential kind of thing.
There is no language. It's a direct experiential kind of thing. And what is it we're experiencing in that moment?
Well, I mean, this is the inner world, you know, of the non-physical reality where you go in and you start to feel, you know, that interconnectedness with things lets you feel a sense of communion and compassion and some of the higher emotional states. And then you have understanding about the way things work that's very different from when you're in a linear thing where things are separated and everything takes a long time.
Okay, I have an analogy. Tell me if I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe left brain is earth and right brain is heaven.
I would say that's not bad. Yeah, it's a basic truth. Yeah, the left brain actually kind of creates the physical world by separating things and crystallizing the idea that we have solid objects and empty space. It's like it fragments when we come into the physical reality.
Okay.
When you get to a higher vibration, and now we're realizing that matter has frequency. It each thing has its own vibration. We're increasing in our vibration, so we're able to see this and understand this.
Okay.
Years ago, we didn't.
When I'm increasing in my vibration, is that my whole body vibrating at a higher frequency, or is it just parts of my body?
I think it's the whole body, because what I'm understanding is that the actual Earth itself is increasing in vibration. You know, they're able to measure this Schumann resonance inside the Earth. So everything, you know, everything's been accelerating. You know, you can feel it. It's going faster and faster and faster. But the body is part of the Earth, right? So it's tied into that acceleration. But then out of that comes acceleration of your emotions or your feeling level, your sensitivity level, your mental level. So the kind of thoughts we have are changing, and the kind of feelings we have are changing.
All right. I didn't know everything was speeding up. I thought that was just the internet, but I guess that's part of the speeding up.
Well, the internet has helped it speed up.
And when you say the body is part of the earth, I have to pause there for a minute. The body is part of the earth.
It's physical, isn't it?
Yes, I guess so. Yes. I mean, you know, it looks physical. I know it's not physical. I know it's not physical. I said that's an interesting thought. I don't put the body as part of, but I guess it is part of the earth. I look at the body as like the same way I look at a flower.
That it's just an energetic being, you know, that happens to be alive on this planet. So, okay, I'm with you. The body.
In form.
Yeah.
You know, because we all have, if you really, you know, are more clairvoyant and you start to sense energy, everybody can sense that we have an aura, you know, that there's an actual energy body inside or beyond the physical body.
Right.
And then beyond that, there's higher levels of energy bodies that keep on going. And so in a way, it's like the physical is a precipitate, you know, it precipitates out of the higher energy bodies. It drops down and down and down and down in frequency, and pretty soon it crystallizes.
Oh, Penny Pierce, you know, I love your words, but you need to slow the heck down. Okay, I practice Reiki, as I say, almost every week on the show, so I am aware of the energetic body, and I tell my clients you have an energetic field around you, 18 to 24 inches. It's not woo-woo, it's science, look it up. But you say, I have this energetic body, and what's on top?
Well, nothing's really on top. Everything is kind of intermingled, but there are frequencies of consciousness, and those frequencies apply to your body. So the physical body's the slowest one. Then the etheric, or whatever you want to call it, I mean, there are names for all these things, you know, but then that's the next higher frequency. And then, you know, we dream at night. We go out into another kind of body that flies around at night, you know. I mean, it just keeps going. And the farther you go, the higher the frequency, the more collective the sense of self. So you get to, you know, the higher the frequency, the more you include within yourself, if that makes sense.
And then when you get to the highest part, you realize that the whole world is inside of you.
Exactly. Yes, and that you are that at that level. You become that. You merge with it. You know, and when you come down to the physical, you merge with this, and you think you're that, you know, the body.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, so there are many, many kinds of identity that we have depending on the frequency of our consciousness.
So I'm sorry, repeat that again?
I said there are many kinds of identities that we have depending on whatever frequency we're focusing on.
Right, right.
In the moment.
I tell people when we cross over, we're going to recognize each other as energetic beings.
Mm-hmm.
So why wait? Start now.
That's perfect. That's great.
Leap of perception, the transforming power of your attention. Penny,
yes.
For people who are new to this kind of thought, and even for those who aren't, tell us how we can use our attention today to sort of get the ball rolling.
Well, part of it, I think attention is really going to be the primo skill, you know, of the future. I differentiate it from intention. People use intention a lot to create, you know, their realities or achieve goals. But in the new perception, and I'll try to simplify this, but as we're changing into this higher frequency, we're getting a new kind of perception. And it's spherical rather than linear, meaning that everything is speeded up so much that life is coming into kind of a vast present moment that swallows up the past and the future. So in that big present moment, it's like a big ball around you, like your aura. It just gets bigger and bigger, and it starts including everything, all possibilities in the physical, in the non-physical worlds.
Right.
Yeah, so in that spherical reality, then, you can create a new reality, if you want, just by simply placing your attention on a different set of variables. So let's say you want a different kind of job or work with a different kind of people. You imagine it first, and that's putting your attention on bringing those variables together. Maybe you want to change from a science career to more to an art career or something, you know, and so you just create it in your mind, but you keep attention on it, and you don't futurize it, because it's not in the future. It's just at a different frequency of your regular reality that you're in right now. So if you can match the new frequency, the new reality will sort of materialize around you. You'll sort of find it happening mysteriously.
Okay, I'm digging this. Penny Pierce, Leap of Perception, the book and the author. I'm so enjoying this. Okay, but you need to break it down and give me a real how-to on this. Okay, so somebody wants to be an art teacher, and right now they're, you know, a radio host, say. I don't want to be an art teacher, but just say.
Right.
So say a radio host wants to be an art teacher. What should he or she do?
First, get quiet and get centered, you know, and then start imagining what it would be like to be an art teacher. Who would you work with? What kind of school? What kind of colleagues would you have? Where would you live? And you can make up anything, whatever feels right, and create a little movie of it. and then step inside the movie and imagine yourself as an actor in that movie, and this is your new reality. So what you're doing is you're fleshing out the details of it, and you're allowing your body to get a sense of what it would feel like to actually have that as your new normal. And you just keep your attention on it, and you love that reality. And if you need to refine it a little, you change it until it feels just right. You know, and then you just keep your attention on it. And what happens in the spiritual world, I think, is that when you love something, it loves you. When you put attention on it, it puts attention on you. And so it creates a kind of a natural sense of the things coming together. And actually then that reality will start to emerge out of the field of energy around you, out of your ball. You know, your spiritual reality.
Yep, my energy ball all around me. Okay.
Exactly.
You know, it's so funny because I do this with my Reiki people. When they usually come to me with a limitation or something they want to do, something they want to change, I'll take them on a meditation that is the new world they want to create, and I ask them to feel the feeling first.
That's right. If you stay in the left brain, it's all theoretical, and the body can't feel it. It's just a thought,
right.
You know. But you have to drop the energy of that vision into something like the senses that the body starts to recognize. And then when it feels it's really real and tactile, it doesn't know the difference between it being an idea or a reality, so it becomes a reality.
Right. But if the person spends all the time staring at the brick wall that is preventing them from being an art teacher, they're just going to get more brick wall.
What you place attention on that comes alive.
Okay. Thoughts become things.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens in my ball of energy.
Totally. And there's no outside world then, which is the part of the new perception. Everything is in you in the present moment. Nothing's outside. And that means there's a familiarity with things. There's also the potential for a lot of safety. Because think of it, you know, we only feel like we're in danger from things we think are separate from us. You know, that can come at us in an oppositional way. But when things are part of you, there's, you know, things know about each other. So it's a much safer and more, everything's available.
Okay, I need an example. Like if I'm afraid of what?
Well, you know, afraid of walking down a dark alley or being mugged at night or something,
right.
You know. When you're in the ball, you know, somehow right in the moment you get a cab, you know, or something happens that you don't walk down the dark alley. The flow of events and thoughts comes to you in a certain way where it just presents you with the right opportunity to avoid a dangerous situation. It just doesn't occur in your reality.
Because I know that I am the world and everything is in me and what is in me can't hurt me.
Right, and there's no need to have to hurt yourself. You know, when you're functioning at a higher level, where it almost is like the soul comes into the body and personality, and when you say, I, you realize you're the soul. You're not just the personality or your left brain. You know, and so when the soul is running things, there's no need for suffering and pain.
When the soul is running things.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, soul, you're up.
Yeah.
Where is my soul hiding that it I obviously have to invite my soul to take this role?
Well, you have to get out of your left brain that prevents you from feeling the soul. It's like the brick wall you were talking about. When you just say, hey, wait a minute, I am the soul right now, right here.
Right.
What does that feel like? That's the truth. And when you say, where is it? You're automatically separating yourself from it and putting it outside yourself.
Yeah.
That's the old reality.
This brings me to the quote that's on my computer. It says, get to know the soul that is your greater self.
Yeah.
But I just don't know how. I got to spend more time in my right brain, right?
Yeah. You spend, what you do is you look for that feeling state that I call it your home frequency. That is, you know, it's the light in a baby's eyes. It's that kind of natural sense of, I call it sometimes self-entertainment, you know, where you're just enjoying, you know, you're ready to laugh, you feel good about yourself, you enjoy what comes and the surprises, and you're really open. And everybody has their own way of feeling that. Sometimes for me it's like cheerfulness is a way I can get back into it, is just to shift out of feeling bothered and go back into feeling
right,
cheerful.
Right.
And so you have a way of slipping back into that state. And when you're in that state, then that is the soul in the body, or the soul as you.
Yeah.
And then what do you think of next when you're in that state? And then you trust. That's the next step. You have to learn to trust that inner perceiver part of yourself, that soul in your mind that helps you notice what you notice. And trust it. Like, why am I seeing this? What am I trying to tell myself? And you kind of dialogue with it.
And we can walk around like this all the time?
Well, of course, we oscillate, don't we? We get into clarity, and then we get into confusion, and then we go back to clarity. And that's the way it works on Earth. But, yeah, you can choose to return to that state as often as you notice that you're not in it.
I'm in it when I'm in the backyard with my dogs feeding the birds and the cats hanging around. We're all having a joyful, sunshiny day.
That's a good one.
This woman, she floats. She floats. She floats around the yard with this smile on her face, you know?
Yeah.
And then sometimes she comes in to do the laundry and she's a different person.
So there you bring that state from outside into the laundry room with you, you see.
Yeah.
And you don't let anything knock you out of that state.
Gotcha.
Because then you're thinking the outside world is the laundry room and it has more power than you do.
It doesn't. It doesn't. And that is the leap of perception, the transforming power of your attention. Penny Pierce is our guest. Penny, I have like my associate's degree in this kind of conversation. You have your PhD.
Well, I've been at it for a long, long, long time.
This is absolutely fantastic. All right. And it is, for some of us, just a little above what we're used to, but what a great introduction. All right. The book is Leap of Perception, The Transforming Power of Your Attention. It's a beautiful purple book. And if someone is just going, you've written 9 books on this kind of subject. If someone is just starting out, you know, with these kinds of thoughts, would you send them here or to another one in your catalog?
I would send them to The Intuitive Way. And that is one of my first books. It's a course on intuition development. And it's very easy to understand and, you know, really sells all over the world. So it's a good book.
Okay. The Intuitive Way by Penny Pierce. Now, do you ever do some public speaking? You're going to come to New York soon?
I may come to New York next year. Yeah, this year I've been writing a new book, so that's just finished. And so travel plans will start happening again.
Okay, and what kind of places do you speak at? Like Omega and places like that? Or
I have, Omega and Kripalu. I've done all those kind of learning centers, Unity churches, whatever, wherever there's a good platform.
Okay, so I have gotten my education out of this talk, and I thank you for that. What is it that you want to share with the listeners today?
I just think that right now in the world, there's a kind of clearing going on of the subconscious mind is kind of opening up and spewing all of its, you know, old fears into the current events and into our conscious mind. And
Donald Trump?
Yeah, you know, in a way, a perfect symbolization of a lot of the stuff that used to be invisible. And so, but I think we're clearing that. It has to be seen in order to be cleared. But when you look at it, it looks awful. It looks negative. But my view on it is it's very positive, because we're starting to be able to get through that and see that's not the way we have to be, you know, that there's a higher reality that we can choose. I guess my point is I just don't want people to get caught up in the fear, because it's not really real in a way. You know, you can surpass it.
So if we are the world, we're just bringing up all this ugliness of the elections to release it and rise to something better?
That's my idea, yep.
I like it, Penny Pierce. I like it. And your website is?
It's my name, pennypierce.com, and lots of information on there.
Penny Pierce, author of Leap of Perception, The Intuitive Way, and Frequency. Back next with an exercise.
You're listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey. From Real Country 920 WGHQ, 1260 WBNR, and 1420 WLNA. Find out more and listen to previously broadcast shows online at kcradio.com.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths of men and women combined in the U.S. But knowing the specific makeup of your tumor may help you and your doctor identify a more safe and effective treatment. I'm Greg Kinnear. Learn more. Go to standuptocancer.org/colorectalcancer.
Ladies, you know how good it feels to catch a glimpse of your own reflection and smile back at it. Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco can help refresh your reflection naturally. Long-lasting Thermage uses radio frequency to strengthen your skin. Thermage can help you regain a youthful contouring of your cheekbones and jaw. It works great on stretch marks and on your legs and around your knees, too. A Fraxel laser treatment pinpoints sunspots, scars, and wrinkles, and stimulates your own natural collagen. Fraxel can help change damaged skin into glowing, healthy skin. Ladies, in less time than a yoga class or a mani-pedi, you can renew and rejuvenate your skin and smile back at your reflection. Take the first step today. Call Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology in Mount Kisco. Here's the number, 914-241-3003. And visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did.
Dad, we need to talk.
Can we just enjoy the drive?
If you're not going to listen to me, who will you listen to?
Jeffrey.
Marcia Gay Harden, what?
Eyes on the road, Dad!
What are you doing? What are you doing in my back seat? How did you get in here?
You're getting older.
Not that old.
Your brain's changing. It's natural.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Honey, I've got experience with this. Jeffrey, brain health is all about making the most of your brain as you age and helping to reduce some of the risks to your brain.
Really? Now that's interesting.
So, you'll talk to her about this, but not me. Marcia Gay Harden? Where did she go?
Learn what you can do to help keep your brain healthy at brainhealth.gov.
She didn't say goodbye? I mean, I would have.
Visit brainhealth.gov.
Mom, Dad, I'm in eighth grade now. Those years of peer pressure are way behind me. Right now, alcohol is the last thing on my mind. So please, don't have a real conversation with me about drinking. Like you said, I'm too young, right?
Real kids are curious about alcohol. 40% try it by the eighth grade. Start a real conversation at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Talk early, talk often, get others involved. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
100 years ago, there were 100,000 tigers in the wild. Today, there are as few as 3,200. The Earth's wild animals can't speak up when they need help. But we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hi, it's Casey. Thanks for tuning in to Shine On today. Save the date, December 11th, for the Shine On Happy Healthy Holiday Expo at Mount Carmel Hall on 8th Street in Verplank. Finish up your shopping there. For details, check caseyradio.com and join our online community, A Circle of Women, on Facebook. Sorry, guys. We ladies just love to gather, but we appreciate you, too. Today's final thought is an exercise from Penny Pierce's book, Leap of Perception. She writes, "Now, instead of thinking life is separate from you, experience it occurring inside of you. The further you allow your consciousness to radiate, the higher your frequency becomes, the larger your sphere becomes, and the more time, space, and knowledge your personal field, or your reality, includes. You see that you are part of the unified field. And if you want to, you can expand to become the entire unified field. You understand how the field is your original master organ of perception. You experience yourself as all the center points and the field simultaneously. Though it may seem dizzying, you can have these leaps of perception today and still be your physical self. Bring your physical self back here next week."
You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, an Ella's Leash production. The content of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is intended for general information purposes only. Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is made possible with support from the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Let Dr. David Bank recapture your youthful look. Visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at caseyradio.com. Join Casey for another edition of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, next Sunday morning, right here on Real Country, 920 WGHQ, 1260 WBNR, and 1420 WLNA.